Good afternoon, Kodo listeners. It took us a couple minutes to turn the mics on because we were just chatting. We are here. This is Julia Caulfield from the Kodo News Team. I am here for our weekly COVID update. I am joined by Grace Franklin, Director of Public Health for San Miguel County, and Claudia Garcia Curcio, who is providing a Spanish interpretation. Thank you both for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
Estamos aquí para las noticias de las 12, como siempre, con las noticias de COVID. Estamos con la directora de la salud pública, Grace Franklin, y yo voy a hacer interpretaciones.
So, Grace, I'm going to just, to start, pass the mic to you and any updates you would like to give for the community.
Y como siempre, vamos a empezar con Grace, si tienes noticias para compartir con la comunidad.
Yeah, so this week there's been a lot of new updates and changes, both from the state policy level as well as our disease trends in the county.
Y como siempre, hoy tenemos muchos nuevos cambios de pólizas en el estado y infecciones aquí en lo que estamos viendo.
So I'll start with the locals piece, which is really with our wastewater numbers and variants of concern in the community.
Y quiero empezar localmente aquí, diciendo del gasto de agua, que esos números son, y las diferentes, ¿cómo se puede decir? Virus de COVID.
So Monday, two big things happened. One was earlier in the day, so we were able to report about it on Monday, that a sample of the wastewater came back with positive mutations for the B117 variant.
So, dos cosas importantes pasaron el lunes. Uno fue temprano durante la mañana y podemos decir que encontramos nuevos como partes del virus que significa que es de B117.
And then later in the evening, the State Health Department reached out to confirm that two positive tests from the previous week came back positive with the UK variant as well for two of our local residents.
And that B117 is the UK variant.
It's where it originated in the UK, yeah.
Y en la tarde de ese día lunes, el estado dijo que tenían dos positivos aquí localmente del UK, que era el virus que vino de allá.
So I think the two significant things about discovering the variant in both point of care testing as well as the surveillance level testing through wastewater is that this specific variant of concern is more transmissible, and it's becoming a more prevalent tested version of the virus. I'm trying to, like, how do you say this? Not technically, but yeah, like it's becoming more prevalent. And so it's something that we want to keep our tabs on because the precautions that we take, we have to really amplify.
Y son dos cosas importantes para saber, viendo que lo vimos en el gasto de agua, podemos saber que este virus, que es el mismo de COVID, pero ha cambiado poquito, se puede transmitir un poquito más fácil. So, sabiendo que este virus se ha morfado o cambiado, puedo decir, es importante que sigamos haciendo lo que estamos haciendo a quedarnos saludables.
So, this isn't a surprise. We were expecting this to happen at some point, knowing that there's a lot of mobility in our community. But now that we have this data really supporting that this more transmissible virus is here, it's really just the point to recognize that things are going really well, but we need to stick with what works in order to keep moving forward safely.
Yo puedo decir, no estoy sorprendida que esto pasó. Sabemos que iba a pasar. Esta comunidad tiene muchas personas que vienen de diferentes partes. So sabemos que está aquí y lo bueno es que estamos en una situación muy, muy buena y podemos decir que tenemos que hacer lo que seguimos haciendo para estar saludable y seguros.
So at the same time that this more transmissible variant of the virus has been identified in our community, the state as a whole has shifted their policies to take a more relaxed approach to some of the safety precautions.
Y aunque sabemos que esto ha venido a nuestra comunidad, hemos visto que el estado, como estamos hablando de la póliza, ha cambiado y se ha relajado casi las, como mover adelante.
And so the state, as of yesterday morning, moved San Miguel County to level blue on the COVID dial.
Y ayer el estado movió el nivel de San Miguel a azul.
And I've received a lot of calls and emails over this last 24 hours of just being like, how are we opening up? Like, this is just the worst time ever. And I understand that sentiment. But also, I do want to acknowledge that we're in a really good place. Our case counts are low. With level blue and level green in this new dial, distancing, that 6-foot distance, mask use, and keeping your pod size small and stable are still the key elements to success and are expected across businesses.
Y ha recibido yo muchas llamadas, correos electrónicos diciendo qué pasó, por qué estamos moviéndonos a este nivel, cómo podemos abrir todo ahorita. Y lo que puedo decir yo, estamos en un lugar bueno ahorita. El número de casos han bajado y estamos en nivel azul y hasta verde. Lo que yo puedo decir es que se sigan sus 6 pies distancia, que se queden con sus máscaras siempre puestas, y los grupos pequeños, eso es algo importante que sigan haciendo.
So really, as we move forward, as there's more immunity across our community,
The COVID children's book.
That was really bad. with more immunity, with both natural infections and the vaccine, we really have to have this fine balance between policy and then personal behavior and upholding what we know works and what is safe and effective.
Y moviendo adelante, sabemos que más personas están recibiendo la vacuna aquí en nuestra comunidad, pero podemos ver esto en dos cosas, diciendo que la póliza y también el comportamiento de una persona, cómo se puede ver, sabiendo que tenemos que seguir haciendo lo que podemos en la comunidad.
Perfect. Well, I definitely have some questions for you, Grace. I also want to let listeners know, if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 970-728-4333.
Y como siempre, si ustedes tienen preguntas, por favor, marquen al 970-728-4333. I have that number memorized now.
You're welcome. So, Grace, one question that I had, I think the release that went out said that in the wastewater samples that showed the UK variant, like 70% of that sample was the UK variant, mm-hmm. which is really high, but then it only translated to 2 local people who got tested actually testing positive for that variant. Can you explain a little bit, obviously maybe it's a little bit speculative, but what is happening there?
So mi pregunta es, sabiendo que tenemos los resultados del gasto de agua y sabiendo que dijeron que 70% del virus estaba aquí en la agua, pero dice que nada más 2 locales, personas que viven aquí, agarraron la prueba y eran positivos. ¿Puedes explicar por qué es esto? Puede ser un poquito difícil, pero quiero entender un poquito sobre eso.
So you're totally correct. Of the wastewater, that sample that came back with positive SARS-CoV-2 readings, the RNA, 70% of that had the mutation that's noted in the B117 variant.
So, estás correcta que 70% de eso se estaba enseñando el gasto de agua, pero también que era el virus, que era el B117.
So, we can infer that 70% of people in the wastewater treatment shed were currently infected with the B117 variant.
So podemos decir que 70% de esas personas en los resultados del gasto de agua estaban infectados.
I'd like, there's two kickers here. So our two people that tested positive for the variant don't actually reside in the areas where the wastewater catches it all. So these are other people, and this is all stuff that we've learned as we're doing case investigation, et cetera. So those two people didn't necessarily, that we know of, contribute to this number. I'll pause there.
Yeah. Oh, wow, okay. That's a lot to take in. So, importante saber es que esas dos personas que eran positivos de este tipo de virus no estaban en el gasto de agua. So, es un poquito difícil saber qué encontramos. Y cada vez, cada día estamos viendo más, pero es lo que sé ahorita.
It's also important to note the second piece here is that the wastewater numbers are still fairly low. They're at a moderate level. If we were to look, it really mirrors the November levels, which were in about 30 positive cases that we tested positive at that time.
Y lo segundo importante que uno debe de saber, los resultados del gasto de agua están bajos todavía, casi como estamos en los niveles de noviembre, a 30% de esos casos.
So clear as mud, or clear as wastewater, one might say. I don't know how to.
I'm not gonna try.
yeah, go ahead.
Well, so on that, so if the numbers are, now we're kind of going down a rabbit hole with wastewater, which can be very easy to do. But so if the numbers are the same as November in terms of wastewater, but our case numbers mm-hmm. are lower, so how does that square?
So mi pregunta es, si tenemos los mismos números que teníamos en noviembre, pero el caso de números estamos bajos, ¿cómo puedes explicar eso?
Mm-hmm. $1 million question, right? So when we look at our test numbers, we were probably testing close to 600 people a week, and I think that the general sentiment was very different. If somebody had a symptom, like a sniffle, they would go and get a test. Anecdotally, I would say that the perspective has changed, where people are not as likely to get a test, even when symptomatic, with classic COVID symptoms, because quote-unquote, what's the point?
So, hablando de noviembre, de los exámenes de noviembre, de las pruebas, teníamos 600 personas que estábamos dando esas pruebas a la semana, si tenían síntomas y venían y agarraron una prueba. Eso ha cambiado el comportamiento de una persona que puede decir, oh, si tengo síntomas, hasta síntomas de COVID, ¿para qué voy y agarro esas pruebas?
So, obviously we can't know this for certain, mm-hmm. but we can potentially guess that there's a higher number of people who are walking around with COVID who haven't gotten tested for it, and so we just don't know.
Sorry. So lo que podemos saber, this is really interesting, sorry. Lo que podemos saber es que los números pueden subir, pero también podemos saber que a lo mejor hay personas caminando aquí en la comunidad que a lo mejor tienen COVID y no han recibido una prueba.
Yeah, I would say for most communicable diseases, for most diseases, there's always in the data the presumption that, or assumption, the assumption that people are not all getting tested if they actually are sick.
Sí, pero también lo que cuando uno tiene algo puede decir que no cada persona está agarrando la prueba cuando tiene síntomas.
Also with COVID, asymptomatic spreaders are a significant amount of those that are infected, so I don't want to downplay that as well.
Y también hay personas que no tienen síntomas, hablando de COVID, esos números también han subido porque no hay síntomas para ver.
I have two more speculative pieces to add to this conversation, because it is super fascinating, but it's so complex that it's really hard to break down in a succinct social media tweet.
Y tengo dos cosas más para agregar a la conversación que puede ser un poquito complicada para explicar, pero sí es importante si uno quiere saber un poquito más.
It might actually just be one, but
a lo mejor una nada más, pero
so The sample was taken 3/16, March 16th, which was during our most populated time in the March frame for wastewater population as well.
Y cuando agarramos esa parte del agua fue el marzo 16, 16 de marzo, cuando teníamos bastantes personas aquí.
So we're really interested to see for this week's sample. One, does the overall COVID copies per liter of wastewater, decrease? And if so, does the B117 variant decrease as well, knowing that folks have left this place?
Y también sabiendo, es importante saber, recibiendo hoy o esta semana, qué vamos a ver, si va a ser diferente, sabiendo de COVID y cada gasto de agua, si va a ser más bajo porque personas se han ido.
And you haven't gotten any of those samples since that one. You haven't gotten any of those back yet.
Or no.
You don't have the data.
No.
Y no ha recibido nada de eso.
There's almost always a delay. Yeah.
Siempre hay muchos detalles y no tenemos todo.
So, knowing that the variant is here in some capacity, is there anything that folks should be doing differently in terms of five commitments, that kind of stuff? Or is it really just kind of doubling down on what we already have been doing?
Y sabiendo que está aquí, puedo decir algo agregado del COVID, el virus. Personas que pueden hacer, agregar los cinco compromisos o siguiendo haciendo lo que uno está haciendo.
It does come down to the doubling down of what we know works.
Y lo que yo puedo decir es haciéndolo doble veces.
I'd say that our perceived risk as a community, as a state, as a nation has gone down, meaning people are feeling more comfortable, more confident that the virus is going away. And everything will return to normal soon. And we're not quite there yet.
Y sabiendo que el riesgo todavía está ahí, en nuestro condado, en la comunidad, en el estado, sabiendo que los números han bajado y personas están un poquito más confortable y el virus está como yendo, personas piensan que todo va a regresar a normal, pero eso es muy pronto para decir ahorita.
And so with that, I feel like the last time I was here, I said I saw the light at the end of the tunnel, and I still see it, and it's so close, but we really, we need to maintain and commit to all of these best practices and personal behavior in order to continue to protect those that are still vulnerable and don't have immunity to this virus.
Y la última vez que estaba aquí, yo dije, oh, está la luz al fin de la línea, lo que sea, pero todavía la veo y es importante que sigamos practicando lo que es positivo, sabiendo tu comportamiento personal también y sabiendo que sigan protegiendo a las personas que están en riesgo o que tienen riesgo más grande a agarrar el virus o no ha recibido las vacunas.
I do want to transition a little bit into level blue in the new COVID dial and some vaccine stuff. But as a segue, when we are moving between levels on the COVID dial, will the presence of variants have an impact on, you know, where we're at? Maybe our numbers are low, but if all of them are a variant of concern, does that affect what our restrictions are?
Y quiero hablar ahorita más sobre nivel azul, pero sabiendo que nos estamos moviendo dentro niveles, ¿usted piensa que los nuevos virus que están viniendo de COVID puede impactar dónde estamos? Es una pregunta que tengo.
That's a really good question. So the dial, the concept is you turn up and turn down protective measures and policy, depending on what the disease transmission looks like.
Y lo que puedo decir es, está subiendo arriba o abajo, ese punto diciendo dónde está el virus o qué está pasando con personas que están recibiendo para ver qué podemos hacer en las pólizas.
with the variant, we know that it the variants of concern that are out there right now are more transmissible, meaning that more people are likely to be infected if the five commitments aren't adhered to, or we're just really unlucky and life happens.
Y lo que yo puedo decir para el nuevo virus o lo que están diciendo es, tú puedes, es probablemente que una persona puede recibirlo porque se puede transmitir más rápido, pero si no estás haciendo los cinco compromisos o tienes suerte mala.
At this time, the state does not have a metric that keys in specific percentages of the variant determining where people sit, but it does... go hand in hand with what our positivity rate and incidence rate or cases look like, knowing that if we get too relaxed and the variant is highly prevalent, we're more likely to have higher case numbers, and that will just all dovetail quickly.
Y ahorita el estado no tiene, puede decir como reglas o pólizas cómo saber con los nuevos virus que han venido, pero no podemos relajarlos porque esos números pueden subir rápidamente.
So then moving into level blue, congratulations to the county getting there. But San Miguel's level blue is still a little bit more restrictive than the state as a whole's level blue. If I am remembering correctly, it's lodging, which we've been more restrictive of the whole time, and then personal gatherings and bars, I think are the three big ones that I remember. What was behind your logic in kind of keeping especially those three areas more restrictive than the state's level as a whole?
So sabiendo que nos movimos al nivel azul, sabiendo que estamos un poquito más restrictos que el estado, sabiendo que cuando uno renta las cantinas, hasta grupos grandes, estamos más tenemos más restrictos. ¿Qué puede decir en esas tres áreas por qué?
So San Miguel County, congratulations. We've done a really great job, and I think people have risen to the occasion to not let COVID fatigue get the best of them and keep our case numbers low. So, woo.
So primero lo quiero decir al condado de San Miguel, que buen trabajo. Estamos haciendo un buen, por eso nos movimos a este nivel que estamos. Estamos haciendo nuestra parte.
To your point, there are three things in the county public health order that are more restrictive than the state's current level blue.
Y para tu pregunta, hay tres cosas que están un poquito más restrictas que el estado.
Personal gatherings are still limited to 10 people, no more than 2 households.
La una es fiestas o grupos grandes menos de 10 y no más de 2 hogares.
Bars still need to offer retail licensed food. I think that's how you say it properly.
Y las cantinas tienen que también dar comida durante esos tiempos.
And lodgings at 85% occupancy with 10 people, no more than 2 households.
Y para personas que están rentando, que vienen de otras partes, están a 85%, 10 personas, no más de 2 grupos de hogares.
The reason why we still have these more restrictive policies is these were items that we called out in our public health order that were part of the existing state order that we really valued and wanted to reiterate for clarity's sake.
Y la razón es que nos movimos a estar un poquito más restrictos a esas tres cosas es porque es como lo que empezamos y estábamos viendo eso.
Our public health order is set to go through April 30th. And so with the state changing the order in a very rapid turnaround time, based off of our conversation yesterday at the Board of Health meeting, we're maintaining our current public health order, but we'll continue to have conversations to determine the best path forward for our community.
Y como siempre, sabiendo que íbamos a cambiar eso el 30 de abril, pero todo se ha movido un poquito muy rápido, vamos a seguir teniendo esas conversaciones para ver qué es lo mejor para nuestra comunidad y mejor para protegernos.
On that note of things moving quickly, I know a lot, or the state has in some ways shifted the way that it's looking at things from a 2-week basis mm-hmm. to a 1-week basis. Does that mean that we could, in theory, be shuffling back and forth between phases week to week? Or in San Miguel, will we still take that we're going to be in this one for 2 weeks, regardless of what happens, unless numbers spike before we shift in a different direction?
Y lo que hemos visto en el estado, cada 2 semanas a 1 semana, cosas han cambiado. ¿Usted piensa que vamos a seguir cambiando o nos vamos a quedar en esos dos semanas? Y si números suben, hacemos esos cambios. Pero ¿usted qué piensa?
The state moving to a 7-day time frame for the metrics allows for more flexibility and nimbleness in both directions, and we're supportive of that. At our county level, knowing that we are a smaller community, this can be more volatile, just like you talked about it. We would get a lot of whiplash, so we're going to stick to that best practice of really reassessing in a 2-week time frame, knowing that things will shift week to week.
Pero sabiendo que el estado está haciendo cosas un poquito diferente, nosotros sabemos que nuestra comunidad es un poquito más pequeña y nosotros queremos quedar en esas 2 semanas sabiendo que a lo mejor cada semana puede haber cambios.
The overall goal of public health, right, is to create systems that help people be their healthiest while also in this health crisis be as least restrictive in a thoughtful way.
Pero la meta en nuestra oficina es sabiendo los sistemas que uno puede ayudar para ser más saludable y no tener muchos riesgos y estar no tanto restricto.
So there's a possibility that the state could move us to a different level, and if we've only been in one for a week, we'll stay the course for at least one more week before shifting.
So, el estado nos puede cambiar a otro nivel, pero sabiendo nosotros y nuestra comunidad, nos podemos quedar esa semana.
It depends. I'm like, the state, at the end of the day, the state has final say. So, if things were to get really, if things were to surge again, they have that discretion to pull us into a more restrictive environment. And then as we saw this week, with the adjustment of the new dial, they were able to take the metrics over the last 7 days and say, hey, we're going to move you to this next piece because it's safe to do so, and we support it.
Todo depende lo que el estado piense. Nosotros sabemos que nos están apoyando y los apoyamos a ellos. Lo que es lo mejor es como vimos en esos 7 días, nos van a mover a este nivel y nosotros entendemos y sabemos todo el proceso.
My commitment, though, is to communicate as quickly and as clearly as possible as these things develop. I am pretty hopeful, though, and cautiously optimistic that if we stay at the same caliber that we have been over the last few months, that we'll be able to maintain that stable loosening of restrictions.
Y mi meta es sabiendo que quiero comunicar todo esto lo más que pueda, sabiendo que va a haber cambios, pero es importante que sigamos lo que haciendo lo que estamos haciendo en, como la comunidad, pero tratar de comunicar todo eso es importante.
So obviously a big element of loosening restrictions is vaccines. And the million-dollar question that I know you have been asked many, many times, how many people in San Miguel County are vaccinated? And I'm sorry for asking that question because I know you don't, it's a hard one to answer.
Yeah. Mi pregunta era, sabiendo que nos vamos a tener restrictos más bajos, es más personas agarrando la vacuna. So, si usted sabe cuántas personas han agarrado la vacuna en el condado de San Miguel. A lo mejor no sabes, pero te quiero preguntar.
Okay. So it's a moving target, right? Because people are getting vaccinated every day, which is spectacular. In our county, or our county clinics, we are doing about 2 to 3 a week across the entire county.
So No estoy segura de ese número ahorita, lo estoy tratando de buscar, pero cada día personas están vacunando y viendo en las clínicas, 2 a 3 personas se están recibiendo la vacuna. 2 a 3 semanas. Sorry.
It's giving me more time to look up my numbers. Thank you. So as of Monday, the state database has us at 1,586 San Miguel County residents fully vaccinated.
So, as el lunes, el estado nos tiene a 1,586 personas en el condado de San Miguel que tienen las vacunas.
The number,
están vacunados.
Oh. for those who've received a first dose, the number as of Monday was
3,141. Correct. Y esas personas que han recibido una vacuna el lunes, tenemos 3,141 personas.
Okay, I'm going to do 2 more big numbers here. our current adult population is estimated to be at 6,512 people.
Y aquí en el condado, los adultos estamos a 6,512.
So based off of that number, the total adult population who haven't received any vaccine whatsoever is 2,807.
Y viendo eso, las personas que no han recibido la vacuna, que son adultos, 2,807 personas. Adultos.
Yes. So, what does that actually mean? I'd say not much and a lot at the same time.
¿Y qué significa de eso? I'm like losing it today. ¿Qué significa eso? ¿Puede ser mucho o nada?
Because when I say not much, the reason is this number is not perfect. We know that our population isn't fully represented by the census estimates, knowing we have seasonal workers and part-time owners and blah, 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 all that good stuff.
Y lo que puedo decir que no estoy segura de si es positivo o negativo, sabiendo estos números, es que tenemos muchas personas que viven aquí que no están aquí durante toda la temporada o viven aquí. Tenemos personas que a veces vienen a trabajar y se van. Tenemos personas que viven aquí o tienen hogares aquí, pero no viven aquí. Eso es lo que podemos saber poquito.
We also know that there's some data discrepancies that we're working with the state to fully capture people that aren't in the database yet.
Y también estamos trabajando con el estado si personas que no sabemos que viven aquí o no han hecho el census o todo eso, es importante saber que esas personas a lo mejor no sabemos que están aquí, pero estamos trabajando.
So, real quick, sorry. So the soft takeaway from this is that a lot of people truly are getting vaccinated, but there's also still a lot of demand.
Y lo que puedo decir es que muchas personas aquí han recibido la vacuna porque hay números que personas quieren la vacuna.
Based on state surveys, about 65% of Coloradans said, yes, I will get the vaccine. 18% are on this, like, I'll wait and see. There's a hard no, of course, of less than 10%, and then some folks in between. So the vaccine hesitant population isn't as significant as expected, and we haven't quite reached that point yet.
Y sabemos que 65% de las personas que viven en Colorado han dicho sí a la vacuna. Esos 18% dicen voy a esperar y ver qué pasa, y menos de 10% dicen no.
So, a question that I have gotten, that I'm sure you have as well, that number that is being reported on the county dashboard, mm-hmm. all those things, is that including the number of people who are getting vaccinated out of county? Because I've heard that, and I'm sure you have, of, well, the county has vaccinated this many people, how many total for our county?
Y quiero preguntar si eso incluye las personas que han recibido la vacuna no en este condado, si ustedes tienen ese número y se refleja el número que usted dijo ahorita.
So the numbers that I crunched at the beginning include people who got vaccinated outside the county.
Sí, eso son con las personas que han recibido las vacunas, no en este condado.
But currently on the website, we are only highlighting those that we have vaccinated in San Miguel County. And the reasoning for that is because we know we're not confident in the larger database yet and are working to get clarity.
Y estamos trabajando más para saber claramente esas personas que han recibido la vacuna y tenemos esos números, pero es importante saber que estamos trabajando para ver más.
At this time, no matter how you crunch those numbers, there's somewhere between 20 to 26% of our population that are fully vaccinated, and that's not enough to truly make change with policy or behavior on a large scale.
Y lo que puedo decir con todos esos números, estamos a 20-26% de las personas que viven aquí que tienen la vacuna, pero eso no es un número grande para casi mover pólizas o hacer comportamiento diferente o regresar lo que se puede hacer que es normal.
So on that note, obviously herd immunity is what we're all going for, and that's that kind of like minimum 70% of the population vaccinated. Given the fact that we live in a community that has a lot of people coming in all the time, mm-hmm. does that change the way you think about what herd immunity looks like for our county? Maybe 70% of locals mm-hmm. are vaccinated, but if we have thousands of people coming in and we have no idea, how does that work out in your brain?
So sabiendo que más personas están recibiendo la vacuna, nosotros pensamos que 60% estar vacunados con las dos vacunas, pero sabiendo que nosotros vivimos donde vivimos, en un pueblo pequeño, comunidad pequeña, y muchas personas vienen de otras partes que dicen turistas, sabiendo eso, usted puede pensar que eso puede cambiar diciendo nada más los locales, personas que viven aquí localmente a 70%, eso puede cambiar en vez de las personas que vienen a visitar.
So nowhere in this world is truly its own isolated island. Even islands are not islands anymore.
Okay. Give me all these analogies that I can't even interpret.
It's the update of
the
parable.
So puede decir que nunca vivimos en una isla. Y hasta una isla no puede ser una isla.
It like comes out. I can't stop. Like, just like this isn't going to make sense. So I think that no matter what, as a global community, we truly want to reach that point of that population protection. 'Cause if there are pockets and areas that are large enough where there's folks without immunity, it's going to affect how we function in this world.
Y lo que puedo decir en la comunidad de aquí, estamos tratando de tener una meta de personas que puedan protegerse. Y si hay un grupo de personas que no se han vacunado, eso puede afectar negativamente a la comunidad.
And so you're correct, right? Our small community has a very unique economy and vulnerability. So those are definitely things we're going to be taking into consideration as we move forward. But there's a lot outside of just our own small towns to factor into these larger conversations.
Y estás correcta que estamos en una comunidad pequeña, pero moviendo adelante también ver qué podemos hacer, porque hay otras facturas que uno puede decir no aquí en la comunidad que podemos tener esa conversación para los cambios positivos.
So I'll let y'all go soon, but I still do have some questions. And that is, we were speaking about this before we hopped on today, and that is kind of looking at that herd immunity, quote unquote, within businesses or organizations. So starting off with the first question that you had a pretty strong reaction to, if a organization or a business knows that all of their employees are fully vaccinated, is it okay for them to stop wearing masks, loosen up on the five commitments within that organization?
So, estamos teniendo conversaciones antes, pero mi pregunta era, sabiendo que en tu oficina o donde trabajas, todos han recibido la vacuna, las dos vacunas, todo, ¿puede uno no tener su máscara y relajar poquito el comportamiento.
Not yet. There's added bonus of not necessarily having to come in with the same stressors, knowing that there's an added level of protection, the ability to have meetings and not necessarily get quarantined if something goes unplanned.
No todavía. Es importante saber que todavía estamos viendo para que no tengas que cuarentena si algo pasa, pero es importante que es muy pronto ahorita.
CDC guidelines still recommend in the workplace to stick to masking and distancing.
También en CDC, el CDC ha dicho que es importante en donde trabaja uno que se siga con las máscaras, por favor.
And the root of this, the why, is really that we cannot guarantee that everybody's family and people that they come home to are also equally protected.
¿Y por qué? Es porque no sabemos esas, todas las familias que vas a tu hogar cuando sales de trabajar, que también están protegidos.
We might have someone who's trying to call in. As a reminder, if you do have a question in our final minutes, give us a call, 970-728-4333. Not quite yet, though. They might be trying. We'll get them when they do. So the more complicated question that we were talking about is some of those other measures that are best practices, but maybe not as like hard and fast. So if somebody travels, should they quarantine when they get back if they're fully vaccinated, and so is their the rest of their organization? Or do people need to quarantine if they're a close contact if they're fully vaccinated, mm-hmm. and those kinds of questions?
So, otra pregunta que yo tengo, sabiendo que viene la temporada de personas ir a viajar, si en tu organización todas tienen la vacuna, pero viajas a vacaciones y regresas, te tienes que quarantine en una semana, porque eso es lo que dice el CDC, pero también sabiendo que uno tiene todas las vacunas, no, pero si tienes contacto con alguien que es positivo, tampoco, ¿qué dice?
The Centers for Disease Control, or CDC, has issued interim guidance stating that those that are fully vaccinated do not need a quarantine if they're exposed to somebody who is positive with COVID and the person who's fully vaccinated continues to be asymptomatic, no symptoms.
So, lo que dice el CDC, si usted tiene las vacunas o está vacunado, no necesita ir a cuarentena si, aunque has tenido contacto con alguien que es positivo, y es lo que dice eso, y si no tiene síntomas.
Along those lines, too, with travel, especially with spring break coming up and the off-season, people who travel do not necessarily need to quarantine when they return back to town and to work.
Y también si personas están viajando, sabiendo que viene primavera, uno si va a vacaciones y regresa, no tiene que irse a cuarentena regresando al pueblo.
However, this is with the assumptions that people will continue to distance, mask, and limit their time in small spaces together in the workplace.
Pero como siempre, usted tiene que seguir sus distancias, tener su máscara, todo eso es importante cuando está viajando en otras partes.
I would also recommend two different things. So the first one is as a business or as an organization to have the conversation with the staff, right, about what everyone's risk and comfort level are. And then the second one would be if people are traveling to areas that have really high community transmission or really high transmission of the variants of concern, to see is that the best approach to come back in full swing, or are there alternatives to remote work and et cetera.
Y también yo quiero decir dos cosas. Si tiene una conversación con su negocio o organización, sabiendo que uno se siente si va a salir de fueras, ha tenido esa conversación y cómo se ve. También si, segundo, si está viajando a partes donde puede haber mucho transmite de diferente del virus de COVID. También tener una conversación que se siente confortable con la organización, si tiene que irse a cuarentena o no, si puede trabajar en el hogar.
Perfect. I think we're good. I will let y'all both get out of here, but Grace, is there any final notes that you would like to share before we take off today?
Pero nos vamos a salir. Grace, ¿tienes cosas que quieres decir antes de salir?
You said this very eloquently earlier while we were off air, but I do want to acknowledge this. You mentioned that early in the pandemic, and stop me if you like, you're like, oh, you can say this so much better. Earlier in the pandemic, there was a lot of uncertainty and a lot of unknowns that led to this rumbling, right, of how do we go about this? What's the best way to keep our families, friends, and community safe?
So, tú dijiste antes de que nos fuimos al aire, diciendo que cómo podemos quedar nuestras familias, nosotros aquí mismo, más saludables y bien durante este tiempo.
And while we were at these high peaks, it was very clear about what needs to be done to really protect everybody and the best path forward.
Y con los números que teníamos antes muy altos, ¿cómo, qué teníamos que hacer para proteger a nosotros y a otras personas para protegernos más en nuestra comunidad?
And now we're back into this kind of nebulous phase of trying to learn how to balance this this added level of protection, but knowing that there's still a lot of folks that need vaccines, need that level of immunity, and we're not quite there yet, but things are starting to shift again.
Pero hemos regresado a no saber cómo mover adelante, sabiendo que todavía personas necesitan agarrar la vacuna, sabiendo que no estamos, cómo protegernos a nosotros mismos y a otras personas que necesitan más vacunas, so, teniendo ese balance y sabiendo qué hacer es lo importante.
So I want to just thank our community, as always, for being willing to wrestle with these conversations, this new world that we're entering into, and for the patience that it's going to take and commitment truly to all of these things that are just so simple but so hard to hold up on a day-to-day basis, such as wearing masks, keeping your distance.
Pero como siempre, quiero dar gracias a la comunidad por su paciencia, sabiendo que eso es algo, moviendo adelante es difícil, que estamos trabajando para tener algo como ver, pero dar gracias que vamos a seguir que poner las máscaras, tener esa distancia, y es lo que tenemos que hacer ahorita.
Yeah, so we will get through this and things will get better. So thank you all for holding tight and holding on to just best practices.
Y quiero decir gracias a todos. Yo sé que eso es algo largo que hemos hecho por mucho tiempo, pero poco a poco va a terminar pronto, pero gracias a todos.
Perfect. Well, Grace, Claudia, thank you both so much for being here. We will be back next week with another noon update. Obviously, we have news until then. Coming up at 1 p.m., it is Ground Control Radio. 3 p.m., we have New Orleans Road Trip Live. And then at 5 p.m., it is All Things Considered. Thank you so much for tuning in to KOTO Telluride.